News. I'm Ben Thomas. A New York jury has found former President Trump liable for sexually abusing advice columnist E. Jean Carroll in 1996 and later defaming her, awarding her $5 million. Jurors rejected Carroll's claim she was raped, finding Trump responsible for a lesser degree of sexual assault. Michael Zeldin is a former prosecutor.
This is a vindication of Ms. Carroll, and I think a vindication of the New York legislature's determination that women like Ms. Carroll need to have the opportunity to present their cases after the original statute of limitations has run out.
President Biden and congressional leaders have agreed to meet again to try to avert the looming risk of an unprecedented American debt default.
The president says default is not an option and will not happen.
I'm absolutely certain.
Calling a meeting with Congress's top leaders productive. But House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says everyone was dug in.
I didn't see any new movement.
And time is running short, with the government unable to pay all its bills as soon as June 1st, if the debt ceiling is not raised. McCarthy's insisting the president agree to sweeping spending cuts in exchange for boosting the ceiling. The president says he's happy to talk,
but not under the threat of default.
The speaker says he asked a simple question.
Does he not believe there's any place we could find savings?
The president says they will all meet again Friday in a further bid to avoid the nation's first ever debt default. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Washington Governor Jay Inslee has signed a law to protect minors seeking gender-affirming care from the intervention of estranged parents. Sources tell the AP Congressman George Santos has been charged with federal criminal offenses, and Tucker Carlson says he'll be doing a version of his Fox News show on Twitter. This is AP News. Bond has been set at $300,000 for a Louisiana man arrested for shooting at children playing hide-and-seek outside his home. A 14-year-old girl was hit in the back of the head, though her injuries are not considered life-threatening. Rita Foley has more.
Investigators say several children were hiding on the neighbor's property. David Doyle told detectives that he got his gun when he saw shadows outside his home and fired, unknowingly hitting the girl. Doyle's been charged with several offenses, including aggravated assault and battery. I'm Rita Foley.
Finally, a draft recommendation from a federal task force says women should start getting every other year mammograms at age 40 instead of waiting until 50. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force has long said women can choose to start breast cancer screening as young as 40, with a stronger recommendation that they get X-ray exams every 2 years from age 50 through 74. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.